Hello, welcome to your meditation practice as part of the Open Heart Project. My name is Susan Piver, and I am delighted to be able to sit with you in meditation. We're going to sit together today for 10 minutes, and we're going to start shortly. So please get settled, whether you're on a cushion on the floor with your legs crossed loosely in front of you, like me, or in a chair with your feet flat on the floor. And chair and cushion are equally as spiritual. If you've been with the Open Heart Project for more than right now, you may realize that this looks different, because it does. I'm in a different space. This is the first video that I'm making in this new space. I really hope it works. And it is an auspicious day to be in a new setting, doing something for the first time. Because today, according to the Tibetan Buddhist calendar, is the beginning of the new year. Thought I'd dress up for y'all. So happy new year. Today, Monday, February 27th, marks the beginning of a new energy cycle. And I don't know about y'all, but I am ready for a new energy cycle. This cycle is governed by what is called the female fire bird, or female rooster. I didn't know there were female roosters, but apparently there are. So what kind of energy can we expect in this new cycle? What can we look forward to? What should we be aware of? So when I think of a rooster, what I think of is the bird that crows at dawn to tell you to wake up. It is a new day, a fresh start, the very beginning. The rooster doesn't go, psst, excuse me, time to wake up. The rooster says, time to wake up. So that's what I'm hoping for. That's what I am aspiring to. That's what I invite you to consider also as this new energy cycle begins. Where and how can you wake up? Where and how can you let whatever is blocking you from seeing clearly fall away? Where and how can you stop hiding, step out into the light of a new day, offer the very best of what you have and who you are for your own happiness, the happiness of those you love, and the benefit of this world? This is the cycle that we're beginning right now, and I'm very excited about it personally. The qualities that I most aspire to in my life, and I don't think I'm alone in this, are things like wisdom, love, creativity, insight, innovation, originality, kindness. These qualities all have one thing in common. They arise when we allow them to. They are not things that we can go out and get, no matter how many life hacks or, you know, great ideas we have for how to get love or wisdom. They don't come to us that way. They come to us when we do two things. First, relax. And second, wake up. Then what we long for has a chance to arise. So as this new year begins, I hope it will be the best year of your life. I hope that you will experience all the blessings of stepping out from any place you might be hiding, waking up to the freshness of a new day, and digging deep to offer the very best of who you are to this world. We need you. I thank you in advance. And I know without doubt that our practice can support you. Because in this practice, we practice those two things, relaxing and waking up, so that when we rise from the cushion, we can bring these qualities where they're really needed into our lives and into the world. So here we go, let's practice. So begin your practice by taking a good seat, which means sit up straight. The hands rest just above the knee or at mid-thigh, and the biceps are parallel with the torso. And feel the strength of your back body, and imagine that your firebird wings were tucked just beneath your shoulder blades, waiting and resting for you to take flight. Let your front body relax, your belly, your chest, your throat, and your shoulders. The chin is tucked a little bit, so the back of the neck is long, and the mouth is closed, but the lips and teeth can be slightly parted. And the breath is natural, in and out through the nose. The eyes remain open in this practice. As we take flight, we don't want to fly around with our eyes closed. We might bump into something. So the eyes are open and the gaze is cast down. And imagine you are this magnificent firebird sitting on the top of a mountain. And your gaze is down and you see a vast panorama before you. And let the eyes be very soft. And the crown of the head reaches up a little bit. Feel yourself breathing. This is different than noticing yourself breathing, which implies a sort of stepping out and looking back. This is feeling. Feel the gentle expansion of the inhale and the release of the exhale. And stay with your breath as best you can. Your mind will continue to make thoughts, no problem at all. We don't try to stop that, that would be crazy. Rather, imagine that you could turn the volume down and sort of place your thoughts over here. And front and center is your breath. And if you notice that you become absorbed in thought to the point where you've forgotten about your breath, that is also no problem. Actually, it's great because you just woke up and saw where your mind was, so now you have choices. And the choice here is to label that moment silently to yourself, thinking. I was thinking. Let go. The content of the thought is irrelevant. Could be beautiful, could be violent, could be dull, could be funny, important, trivial. Irrelevant. Just let go. Let go. And bring your attention back to the breath. To take a fresh start. Resume your posture, return to the feeling of breath, relax. And be here. So this is our practice, and we'll sit together for a few more minutes. Thank you so much for your practice. Happy New Year. May this year be one where you experience all the blessings of true wakefulness.